If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and, well, it was May 4th, but today, now it's May 5th. I'm coming at this a little late, doing some Ghost BC here with their song, If You Have Ghosts. Thinking about people that I used to know, they are no longer with me. Been a day for that. Had a apparition appear outside my window today. A very fat one. Oh my god. I'm gonna dial this down a bit. Gotta love that song. It's a good song. Ghost BC. Good band. A little on the heavy satanic side, but you know, some of their stuff is pretty cool. Anyway, their costuming aside is pretty cool. I'm having my third cup of coffee tonight because two wasn't quite enough. This is the Caribou medium roast. It's a mahogany blend. And I got it from Target. I'm a bit of a loyalist when it comes to my coffee. There is one coffee shop that I go to, and I prefer to go there because the people there know me. I love everyone there. They're just fantastic folks. And that's the thing about being a creature of habit, is that you can develop connections with people, and it's sometimes it can be positive. And in this case, it's just wonderful. Everyone there is so super nice. Super nice. But anyway, I'm clearing my throat because I just got done having an allergy thing. We're coming into allergy season, so you got a lot of nose runoff and whatnot. And it doesn't matter how many prescription or non-prescription over-the-counter meds I take. I've got two dogs, two cats. The allergies are here to stay, as it were. But all things being what they are, at least I don't have the problems other people have, which I'm thankful for, because I'd hate to have a peanut butter allergy, because one of my very favorite foods in the world is a peanut butter sandwich, and peanuts are something that I enjoy frequently. But from what I gather, and from what I've been reading a lot about inflammatories and other types of foodstuffs, I probably ought to stay away from it. Probably. If you're going to have a peanut butter sandwich, you better do away with the bread. Make sure it's gluten-free. So what you're asking me is to have peanut butter crackers. Well, yes, but wheat is also an inflammatory. So basically what you ought to do is just eat the peanut butter with your fingers, because you're probably going to be pulling up trace metal in your fucking phony silverware that's going to give you cancer. Oh, great. So I'm going to have to regress back to age 5 again. Exactly. Sticking your finger in the peanut butter jar. I've come full circle. No, I was actually going to come in with a story today of how I had to perform an exorcism while out in public at Home Depot. Today I had to break out the Bible and send some demons back to hell. But that didn't actually happen. I mean, it could. Theoretically, it could. To be honest with you, just about anywhere I go, there's an opportunity that I'm going to run into somebody I used to know, and believe me, an exorcism would be well justified. I'd be like, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, just, you know, by The power of Christ compels you to leave the sporting goods section. You know, just get the fuck out of my face. You know, one of those kind of things. And I'm sure that everyone at some point has one of those moments, like where they see somebody they used to know. And it's like, sweet Jesus, beware of that one. It can take many forms. You know, it's just, man. And people wonder why I carry a gun sometimes. So did you have a good 4th of May? May the 4th be with you. Normally, I because I'm a nerd, and because, and I'm going to talk about Star Wars for a little bit, because I grew up with it, and it was a huge part of my childhood. As a matter of fact, I actually hoped to one day become a Jedi, but apparently I was too fat to do pull-ups or jump through the air and do, you know, acrobatic stuff. So I just decided to go full-on Sith and just, you know, get moody, wear a lot of black, and cuss at people and, like, you know, Force and choking, and fucking, you know, one of those kind of deals. That didn't work out too well for me. I was very unpopular and very, very unliked as a child. But, you know, that's what happens when you empathize with the bad guys. You know, you're the villain. You may as well own it. You know, it's an amazing thing though. Today, I am going to drift into the paranormal today in a roundabout fashion. Not as in the Yes 90125 song, or, well, maybe that's not from that album. It might have been from something else. Because here's the thing, is that today has been a character builder in some ways. I'm kind of going through some stuff right now that I'm trying to process. It has to do with the fact that I am getting older, and skin cancer is a thing. And so it's like, holy shit, got some stuff that's going to be removed. And, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like discovering rust on a brand new car, except that the car is 53 years old. And you're like, how the fuck does this happen? How did this happen? And then, you know, you start thinking about all the times that you were playing around in the sun as a kid with no shirt on, going to the pool, that sort of stuff. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah. Silly me. Wow, it only takes one good sunburn to fucking screw up your skin? Well, that would have been good to know all fucking 67 times I've probably been sunburned. So, you know, I've been told to wear a hat, all that stuff. So I'm going to develop an affinity for wearing hats. Because my skin is so fair that I'm damn near translucent. If I walk by a bright light, it looks like a fat human X-ray is what it looks like. You can see where all my organs are placed, all that stuff, you know, and you know, you can almost watch my heartbeat like a lizard, you know, it's, except that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff in the way though, like, you know, a lot of fat, adipose tissue. Yeah, it's not really flattering now that I think about it, me running around without a shirt on or any of that stuff. But let me just say, for the sake of argument, that if there was a way to scare the gay out of somebody, photos of me in a state of undress would probably be that would be the way to do it. There wouldn't be any of this pray the gay away shit. You just show them a picture. Is this what you want to wake up next to? And actually, it might create a whole bunch of lesbians. I don't really know. I'm just saying that there's a certain aesthetic that men are supposed to have by today's social standards, and I don't fit any of them. I barely have a personality. You know, at least I'm fun to watch. That's about it. I'm really just fun to watch. It's like going to the zoo. You know, you're like, oh shit, what's an animal gonna do now? Is he crafting a bowcaster? What the fuck is that guy doing? Oh my god, what's he doing? You know, is he making a Boba Fett statue? You know, it's crazy. Anyway, I've had, like I said, I had one of those weird things happen today, though, that really kind of like, it made me wonder if I wasn't being visited by a very fat ghost. And the reason why I say this is because I live in the hood, and I live at an intersection that's rife with pedestrian traffic. And I mean, not just pedestrian that people are walking, but pedestrian as in not so smart. And so anyway, there was this creature, and I know this is going to sound like I'm fat shaming somebody, but when you're out of the water and you're that large, you get what you get, you know? So anyway, this thing is standing there at this, at the corner with its hand on a sign and another in its flipper. It had this, this other thing. It looked like a cell phone. I'm actually not 100% sure this thing was actually entirely human, by the way that it made noises out of its noise hole. And, but anyway, it was staring at my house, probably thinking there's probably food in there. I could burglarize it like a bear would, and, you know, and nobody would be the wiser because it would just look like another fat person in this house. And so, so anyway, but I sat there and I looked at the silhouette, and it reminded me of this, this married chick that I slept with when I was 15. And I know that that sounds pretty awful, but it was awful. And I'm just going to come right out and say it. Yes, it was abuse. And yes, I developed some coping mechanisms that I wish I didn't have at that point. But where I'm going with all of this stuff is that when you see something that takes you back to a horror show when you were 15 years old, and you're just all of a sudden, it's like kill it with fire. You're like, what the fuck? And then here's the thing, this thing, right? After bellowing out something that was unintelligible, at least to human ears, an old gray guy with a wagon is walking towards her. And all I could think to myself is like, so that's what they put the fish in at SeaWorld. That makes perfect sense. Now, it's probably her trainer. If I haven't said it enough times, this is supposed to be comedy, and if you're offended by what I'm saying here, just wait. I got more stuff that'll be far worse in the next few minutes. But I'm telling you that there is something off kilter. There's a parallel universe where there's this version of me that's being visited by things that I wish I could forget. And I know that I have a fairly well-stocked liquor library in my house, and I could easily with at least, you know, maybe a couple weeks worth of practice, could probably wipe out that section of memory bank inside my brain to where I wouldn't relive that horror when I see things shaped in an almost spherical way. But the problem here is that this thing is upwardly mobile. It has bipedal movement and possibly a flipper. And it was ugly, you know, from the standpoint that it like had this shambling head that just kind of morphed into its shoulders. It was as if a weeble wobble thing had suddenly sprouted little feet and was moving. It was frightening, actually. To tell you the guy's honest truth, it reminded me of the Suntaran experiment from Doctor Who, only less attractive. I am being so spiteful and I can't help myself, but my God, if you had endured what I went through as a young person, and I'm sure that, you know, the women in the audience, they'll be like, yes, I slept with a very ugly, stinky man once, or maybe just the other day. There are plenty of people out there that probably have regrettable moments in their lives. People that they wish that they could just go back in time and go, wish I had never met that person. I wish that parts of me had never been, you know, bonded to parts of that other person. There are just things I wish that I could have undone in my childhood and in my, you know, teen years that I wouldn't be, you know, paying for, at least on a psychological level right now. It's not PTSD if you're over it. It's PTSD if it triggers you into some kind of, panic attack or something like that. The only thing that this made me want to do was call Greenpeace and say, look, I don't know if you know this or not, but somebody's SeaWorld attraction has escaped, and perhaps you should send some people up here to St. Paul. I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'm just saying that once something has escaped from the zoo, and you need to do something about this, because to be honest with you, I've got small dogs. Well, they're not very small, but compared to this creature, how do I know that they aren't going to eat my animals? How do I know that this was not some fucking shambling dimensional shambler from another dimension that eats people? It pretends to be human, but no, it could actually be three or four people wearing a costume. It could be like a Sesame Street kind of deal where Snuffleupagus is actually run by four people. There's like, you know, front, back, and then there's a guy that runs the mouth, and, you know, and the guy that, you know. You see where I'm going with this? This is one of those unsettling moments where I would post pictures, but then this person would probably be like, I am so going to sue you for talking about how ugly I am. And like, well, you forgot how fat you are too, but I mean, you know. Oh my God. See, this is the reason why I'm going to hell. I mean, there's like 100 and probably there's at least 138,000 more reasons, but this is the one that I'm specifically, if I was to die today, this would be like, hey, how you doing there? You like being a comedian? Well, you're going to hell now for making fun of fat people. Who the hell are you to even judge anyway? You're like, you know, four out of the five fat people I know, you know, that's, but then again, you know, after you've dated Satan's daughter a couple of times, there's no surprises. There's no surprises when you get there. Hey, oh man, you again. Shit, man. Didn't you learn anything? Made fun of some people today. Oh, was it at least funny? Well, I thought so. You know, and then it was, well, come on, we're going to go to the third ring this time. You know, there's some fun stuff going on over there. Step on some faces and stuff. God, I love coffee. You know what I really like about coffee the most? And this is going to just sound, you know, like a psychopath deal, but it's that bitterness that morphs into a bouquet of smells and tastes within your mouth and sinus cavity. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know how to describe it other than that, but it's like coffee is meant to be drank by people who can breathe through their nose and smell things. So if you've got COVID or if you've had COVID fuck up your life, coffee's probably not going to be for you. It'll be like one of those things where you'll crave that taste and you'll go through the motions, but you'll be like the Wendigo. You'll never be satisfied with your coffee because you can't smell it. I mean, you can kind of smell it. Your memory tells you that you're drinking coffee, but it's not. It could be lacquer thinner for all you know. All I know is the people who make my coffee are beautiful human beings, and they have never once slipped me any drugs whatsoever, no matter how much I've paid them in the way of tips. Anyway, so yeah, that was my bout with the paranormal today. I was reminded that I slept with somebody who was very, very unfortunately ugly, and also married, and also, yeah, like twice my age when I was a very young man. And these are things that, you know, you can tell strangers and they won't judge you because they'll be like, dude, that's, well, it's amazing that you turned out to be a decent human being after all. Look at you. Go you. Well, you're stable. Look at that. You've got some mental stability in your favor. Look at that. Wow. No self-destructive behaviors whatsoever. Nope. None at all. Not anymore. Anyway. This is probably one of those uncomfortable podcasts. Ooh, shit. He just kind of went there. And oh, my God. Maybe he'll go in to talk about politics. Not a chance. Not a chance. I had the opportunity to talk about all of the bullshit going on with Roe v. Wade not being overturned and how everyone's being basically manipulated by the nebulous they. And then I actually told somebody what I thought. And they told me that because I didn't have a uterus, my opinion didn't matter. And I was like, well, how do you know I don't have one? Did you just assume my gender? And I swear to Christ, this woman, her head could have fucking spun around three times and puked green vomit on me because it was like, holy shit, did I just step in it? And then, of course, you know, knowing that my work was done there, it was time for me to go make trouble elsewhere at Home Depot. And that's what I, that was my ray of sunshine moment. I swear, you know, it's like these people on this planet, they're just begging for the moose. You know, they're begging for that ridiculous thing that's going to be dropped on them. You know, it's like, and that's an Invader Zim reference. If you've never heard, you're just begging for the moose. And it's this moose that eats walnuts, it's crunches, and it's maddening. But anyway, and people wonder why I'm only good in small doses. My problem with humanity is that I'm not the crazy one anymore. And I struggle with that reality. I used to think for the longest time that I was the one who had all of the problems and who was basically, you know, just a few chips short of a bag of Fritos. And as it would turn out, it was just a matter of those clock gears aligning for me to find my time in the world, you know. Suddenly as if the heavens parted ways and said, you know, let this one lead. and me, because I'm thinking that the universe revolves around me, obviously took that hint and said, oh, well, yes, let it be me. And then the universe was like, I was actually pointing at someone else, but whatever. Let's have some fun. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Try to lead. And so now, at every turn, I throw things at people that they do not expect, especially when they're like going to probably stick a knife in me, you know, for having a difference of an opinion. It was almost as if like the time that I went to Caribou and this guy who was like 6'4", this really big liberal guy, started screeching like somebody had hit him in the ass with a hot iron. You know, when I told him that I wasn't going to wear a mask, and I told him to mind his own business, and he just lost his fucking basket, which was funny because I've said this before. It wasn't, but like 2 years later, I just so happened to see him, and he just packed up his shit and fucking left. He just walked right the fuck out of Best Buy without his wallet, without his keys, without anything. He just saw me and just walked out, and I was like, well, that was unexpected. You were wearing a mask. I didn't even recognize you. And he came back in and he was so upset because he wasn't wearing a mask. But everyone else behind the counter was. And it's just like, wow. Jeez. It's amazing how that fucking worked. So, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the world right now and I just see everyone being wound up and spun around. And it's as if everyone's being carried aloft by a bunch of balloons that they accidentally grabbed a hold of. And I'm that one guy that's got a pellet gun that's just popping one of those balloons every once in a while. And they're really worried that they're going to fall to earth a little too fast. You know, that's the impression that I'm getting from people who are going through this hysterical time. You know, they are not prepared for this sort of stress in their lives. And then there's me, who, oddly enough, I am at that point in my life where, you know, I'm, you know, if I found myself in a world of shit, I've lived a full life. I can go out a winner. I will be okay. If I were to die tomorrow, hopefully it doesn't happen, but let's just say for the sake of argument that if I did, I will be able to say posthumously, from the ghost dimension, that I had truly lived. So if you have a Ouija board, be sure to look me up, fairtrade141.com, and you know, just type that into Ouija board. Well, we'll just move the platen around, and then I'll probably answer you in 3 to 5 business days. Much like everyone else. So anyway, as you can see, this coffee is amazing. Caribou Coffee makes a fantastic morning blend. Their mahogany blend, however, it has that blend and sophistication of, I make a pretty decent living, but not so much that I want to, you know, always pay someone else to make this coffee for me. This is like the bag of coffee that you buy because you go to a coffee shop once every week or so. I used to go almost daily. And that was before gas prices went to $5 a gallon in some places. And then I was like, you know, I could just make this at home. Sure, it's not as pretty to look at, you know, but I can at least make a whole pot of coffee for the price of, you know, what it would cost me to just buy one. And I can turn it back on and not feel like a Philistine if it goes cold, if my coffee maker just, you know, shuts off before I get to drinking it all. See, I've already heated this up like three times and it still tastes good. Mostly. It doesn't have that freshness, that psychological freshness. It's just fucking coffee. Just drink it, you know? And don't laugh. You've probably done it too. You're probably like, shit, I had like half a pot of coffee and I'm not dumping that out. No, I'll just turn that power back on and let that warm up and it'll take about an hour and a half, but I'll be able to drink it, you know? Because that's what happens when you're cheap and a survivalist. Can't let coffee go to waste. The coffee grounds, however, are going to go into the compost so that my earthworms can have plenty of caffeine and energy to do their job of aerating the soil and turning my shitty backyard into what could possibly be a survival garden for when the apocalypse comes. Because it is. It's coming. Jesus told me. Oh, man. Gotta tell you. So, I'm one of these people, and I've talked about this before, I'm kind of a nutrition guy, mostly because I'm fat, and I don't want to be fat, and so I'm doing all of the things right in order to lose weight slowly, not so fast that people notice, but people who have not seen me in a few years go, oh, you've lost some weight, as opposed to people who saw me like 5 minutes and like, what the fuck happened? Did you get liposuction? Is that what happened? I'm like, no, I don't have that kind of money. And nobody has that kind of vacuuming power. I have space aliens that can't even use a tractor beam to haul me out of a fucking bedroom. How can I expect a physician to do a good job doing liposuction? There's just not that much power to deal with my molecular density. Christ in heaven, I it's like granite. You know, I got like fat cells that could stop a bullet, you know? Man was shot 17 times and you could barely tell he was even hit with anything. He's got these bruises, he's got dents in his skin, like, you know, the Blob from X-Men kind of a thing. Don't worry, it'll fill itself back in as I squeeze and play with it like silly putty. You know, what the hell is going on? No, that's weird. No, well, you brought it on yourself. He's the one that looked in my windows. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm not that. I'm not like, you know, not Greenpeace fat, but I'm definitely one of those, you know, should you have that donut kind of fat? I'm like, yeah, I should. If anything, in order to keep the wrinkles away, because as we all know, fat fills in wrinkles. That's why I look like I'm 26 or 7 times the size of the normal size of persons. No, it didn't make any sense. That was probably one of my least funny jokes this evening. Although I will say this, though. I do feel just a little bit bad about fat shaming somebody who's deceased. Because the person that did victimize me is no longer on this planet. They have gone to that great, whatever they call it, in hell. the great beyond, where... I don't know. Probably the same place this person that I used to really think well of went. And I actually had this discussion with a friend of mine today. You really never know anybody until you find out what the fuck they've done, you know, to land them in prison. And then all of a sudden, then you know what kind of person you were dealing with. But yeah, today's been one of those rare moments where the past has come back to haunt me. And it's not even the past that I liked. It's just this weird shit. You know, this nightmare fuel, you know, is what it is. But I'm sure that everyone else out there, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably got your own PTSD and other problems. And believe me, I don't judge people. I don't. I'm not a perfect man. I can't judge anybody. You know, we all sin differently, all of that stuff. You know, mine is just that I'm an asshole. You know, I mean, I'll just come right out and say shit that I probably shouldn't and subject people to information that they never needed to know. And, you know, I'm that guy. So if you actually know me as a person and this sounds like it's new territory for you, it's because we haven't either drank enough together or you haven't hung out with me long enough to understand what's really broken inside my brain. But at least I make more sense than Joe Biden. So I have a shot in the political arena one of these days if I can find enough Chinese money to launder. Then I can afford to wage my political campaign against the nebulous they that's running this planet into the dirt for the benefit of aliens, because that's all we know. That's all we know is war, famine, pestilence, death. And the reason why is because the Great Reset isn't about money or not owning anything. It's about being somebody's dinner for an extraterrestrial race. Oh, don't worry. You won't have any problems. You'll have a stress-free life, much like these little veal animals over here, these animals we make veal out of, these small cows. Yes, they have an idyllic life where they don't have to do anything. They don't have to get out of their pens. They don't get to run and frolic or anything because that's dangerous. They could step in a hole and break their ankle. What we do is we take care of them 24/7, and then when they're ready and they're just about the right size, we turn them into veal cutlets. And we're going to do that to you, humans. I mean, what? What? You know, one of those things where everyone's like, you know, I've lost a lot of friends this year to COVID, which is odd. You know, COVID has killed a lot of people that I thought were perfectly healthy. Yes, they caught a cold and died. And the reason why is because, well, it wasn't a real cold. It was how the aliens kill people. I'm making a joke about something that probably shouldn't be joked about, but I got to tell you, if I was an alien species, right, an alien race, and I knew that there were shifty humans on this planet, and if I was to say to them, and not actually meaning it, I will give you immortality if you help wipe out the other 99% of the population of your planet. And like Bill Gates would be like, yeah, where do I sign up? Bring on the bitches. Hey, is Jeffrey Epstein still alive? You're gonna bring him back because he had all the chicks. And Ghislaine Maxwell, you gonna clone her? She was pretty hot when she was in her 30s. So here's the thing, is that if I was an alien race that didn't have a prime directive, or if I did have a prime directive, but I really, really, really wanted this little blue planet, that's what I would do. I would bribe the indigenous population. Hey, what you really ought to do is betray the human race, and I will give you immortality. But the price is going to be you're going to have some new neighbors. Oh, don't worry, all that stuff that's just going to be the human smokehouse that we do to create human jerky. Oh, you'll love it. Don't worry. Oh, well, you'll have plenty of animals to eat. We don't eat animals, but we do like humans. And besides that, you're a little gamey anyway, chubby. So, you know, that's the thing. That's what I honestly believe. I honestly believe that these assholes, the power elite, they've made a deal with an extraterrestrial race that's lying to them. Did you ever see the show V? That's what that whole fucking series was about. Reptilian aliens coming back to Earth, because I honestly believe that there was a parallel evolution where reptiles had at least a few million years on us. They didn't just turn into alligators and chickens. My God, that would be stupid. They came in, they probably became, you know, these Silurian type creatures, you know, that like look like humans, but aren't quite human. That's why our skin looks like little micro scales when it gets all dried out. There's a surplus of human beings here that look and act and pass for reptiles. So you can't tell me that, you know, we even have a reptile brain. I'm of the mind there's a little bit of a parallel evolution here. And so when you have a creature that eats mammals, and that's what they do best, that's what they like doing best, it would be stupid to believe that they would ever hold up their end of the bargain, especially when, you know, when you're old, you're almost beef jerky anyway. I know this sounds like crazy conspiracy talk, but you know what? If you've got a better explanation for people being psychopaths, I'd love to hear it. Because to me, everything is a great conspiracy. I think that everything in the world going on right now is part of some grand design in order to depopulate the earth so that the very, very rich and very, very powerful can have all that more, you know, resources to live on. Because they think that for whatever reason, by luck of the draw, that their genetics should be the ones to win out in the great big game of life. The truth of the matter is, most of them are inbred like a bunch of goddamn 7-year-old retards. You know, we're talking like multi-generational retardation, psychopath, fucking crazy people. Why do they all look alike? Because they're so fucking inbred, that's why. Jesus Christ, why do you think they got 6 fingers on their fucking hands? That's not a glitch, that's a fucking feature. Anyway, I'm kind of a little bit wound up, and that's mostly because I've had 3 cups of coffee. 2 of which didn't do me any favors, but that third one really kind of just dialed me in. Like my ADHD is just finally settling in, you know. I just feel a little bit, you know, more on my game. And this really hasn't been one of those crazy stream of consciousness podcasts. No, it started off, you know, with a paranormal bent, and it's now gone into conspiracy town. So really, you know, this is normal, you know, for me, which is also a probably good explanation as to why I have so few friends, because I can basically take any topic you throw at me and turn it into something fucking weird. Absolutely. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter how serious it is. I can take it to a level of absurdity or weird that you hadn't even begun to imagine. But I digress. No, I had kind of a weird few days. Things are okay. I'm fine, mostly. I've got a few things I got to get take care of health-wise. I've got some skin cancer to get removed. Not like it's a big deal. It's just, you know, it's just skin. And I plan on whenever, you know, I go to the gym and stuff like that, when I take off my shirt and I've got these beautiful scars, I'm going to be like, ooh, something happened? You all right? I'm like, yeah, well, I had to fight robots in the future. Yeah, I mean, they showed up one day and they, you know, they knocked on my door and they asked me, hey, are you so-and-so? And I was like, no, because I could tell they were a robot because they were wearing sunglasses and it was dark. And then the eyes glowing, that was another tell. And then, of course, you know, the army coat stolen off of a dead guy. You know, these are things that you look for when you know that robots from the future will come and kill you. Because you never know what it'll be that you say or do that changes history. And this is the reason why, you know, I don't really like driving, because I never know if my car is going to come under fire from like a robot in a bigger truck trying to kill me. I've seen all of the Terminator films. I've got this down. I mean, it's like, okay, so if I need a car that will at least go 85 miles an hour, that will outrun most of the bigger vehicles that they're going to use to crush me with, unless they have a semi, and then I'm fucked. But as long as I'm able to get off road, that semi can't follow me. So that's why I drive a piece of shit Jeep, because, you know, it might talk to the Jeep via, you know, the communication, because that's what they do in the one movie. You know, one car's talk to another, talk to my Jeep. I'm like, whoa, no way. You want to hang on to this guy. He saved me. And then, you know, the next thing you know, the Terminator is on my side. You know, than fighting for me. It wouldn't be Skynet. It would be something else, probably something stupid. You know, but the point that I'm getting at, oh, wait, you know what? I could have that Terminator go back in time to a younger version of me and say, like, you know, hey, I'm here to protect you from the other killer robots that are coming to kill you while you're still young and in decent shape. And by the way, not to put too fine a point on it, your future does not look very good. You need to start working out more and possibly cut back on the sweets. Just saying. The future isn't pretty where you're from. More to the point, you're not pretty in the future because you got fat. And then I'd be like, oh, well, shit. Do you have a picture? How fat are we talking? You know, I mean, should I put this pizza away or what? You know, oh, man. If you can't make fun of other people, make fun of yourself. Or vice versa. I don't know. I made fun of a lot of people today. Made fun of myself, though, a fair amount, too. Mostly because I'm big enough to take the abuse. Oh, that was awful. That was probably the stupidest thing I probably, you know, could have come up with. But the one nice thing about coffee is at least you can't sit there and say, well, I really didn't mean it because I was drunk. No, I really meant it because I drank a lot of coffee and I said it. I just don't have a filter. No, I think everyone should be able to take a look at their lives and laugh, even through the tragedy that they see. I look through a horrible lens when I look at my childhood and up through most of my 20s and 30s, and I think to myself of all the things that I went through and struggled, and then I finally turned the corner as a person, and I don't regret it. I just regret the fact that it took me so long to become the person that I am now. If I would have known then what I know now, I probably would have straightened up my life a whole lot sooner. The problem with a lot of folks out there is that they lack that self-awareness, and I have a guilty conscience, and I coupled that with the self-awareness part of it. And then, you know, the ability to understand that you don't have to cocoon, you don't have to insulate yourself from the world. You just have to accept it as it is and then move forward. Not worrying about who you disappoint. Because everyone's going to disappoint. You're going to disappoint someone or everyone at some point. Just like you're going to be disappointed a lot. And that's the life that we lead as human beings. It's full of disappointment, but there's also a lot of pleasant surprises that come from that, though. The rarity that people don't let you down. And I've been pretty lucky. I've had a lot of people let me down, but I've also had some people that didn't. And I've had plenty of people who have come at me with broken promises and then told me, well, I have the right to change my mind. Well, yeah, you do. That means your word isn't worth a shit. And you've made me look like a fool. So there's that. And that's the other thing, too, is that there are people that are actually dedicated to bringing you down. You just don't know it. And that's the other thing, too, is that this world that we live in is full of people that are trying to actively bring down the human race. They're trying to destroy it. And it's difficult as somebody who sees it to point it out and then explain it to people without it becoming one of those eye roll moments like, oh, I swear to God, this is so stupid. It's like, really? Is it? Do you honestly think that we have 535 people in our government that are all inept or that fucking stupid for, you know, just by random chance? No, these are people that are put in place specifically because they are flawed human beings with predilections that can be used to be blackmailed against and all of these other things. We have people that are fucked in office that are greedy, corrupt, and all that other stuff for a reason. And they stay there because they're bought one time. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm trying not to be a political guy, because there's so much stuff going on right now that is political and it's very ugly. And no one seems to be able to pull their head out of their ass long enough to understand that they're being used, they're being lied to. And so I'm not gonna go into that. I'm not going to go off onto that sort of thing. I would much rather talk about the fact that our world is being basically having the slate wiped clean in order to make room for new tenants. I honestly believe that there are creatures that have a 1,000-year lifespan that are going to inhabit this planet after we have been wiped out by our own kind. Because they thought they were going to get to be immortal, when in fact, no. No. After the other 99% are gone, they are going to come here in great ships, and they are going to roast your asses alive. You know, that's what I look forward to, being that ghostly apparition, like a Force ghost, you know, like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that, or, you know, Luke Skywalker, except it'll just be me, only fatter, in a robe, you know, probably with a white Russian, you know, drinking it, you know, made out of creamer and whatever else, going, dude, dude abides, you know, kind of a thing. Just watching the world come unraveled. I didn't expect to see it in my lifetime, but my childhood prepared me for it. So I tell people, be prepared for some weird shit, because it's just going to get stranger as this year progresses. You are not going to recognize your country. You're not going to recognize your fellow citizens by the end of it. But in some good news, though, the one nice thing is that once everything collapses, you won't have to worry about making a car payment or pay back any of that student loan debt, because everything will be on fire. Yep, on fire. Man, what a show. 47 minutes of crazy garbage. Wow, I bet you probably were like, damn, I'm glad I listened to tonight's show. I think I'm going to go lance my wrists. No, it's, please understand that my show is not meant for those who are easily offended, nor is it meant for those who are so sane that they can't laugh. But at least the material that you're listening to is original, and it's not stolen from anybody. It's all me. I laugh because it's funny. I've actually seen some of the stuff that I've written in print in other places, and I'm just like, wow, this is pretty interesting. But I don't take it as theft. I take it as one of those sincere forms of flattery, because there's some uncreative, non-thinking piece of shit that doesn't have the ability to come up with their own words, so they got to steal somebody else's. It is what it is, though. What can you do? You know, it's just people being childish and not moving forward like they should. If you don't have the creativity, or you don't have the imagination, perhaps writing isn't the thing you need to be doing, or you know, working in film. You know, there are plenty of people that don't really belong in the profession that they're in. Like, you know, I certainly didn't belong in tech support, you know, and I owned that. You know, I mean, I was good at my job, but I hated it. I do like making people laugh, though, and I'm pretty good at that, even if it is for all the wrong reasons. But on that note, it's been 49 minutes. I think you've suffered enough. So I hope you had a fantastic night listening to my crazy nonsense, and thinking maybe Friday or Saturday, maybe even Sunday, I might have a show. I don't know. I'll see what I do. Take care. Have a good night.